Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I'm Amin Alhassan. I'm joined, as always, by Black Trey, Big Jerv, and Jay Skills. We got a hell of a show for you guys today. I'm coming to you live from rainy, cold-ass fucking Denver. I've got a lot of thoughts about Denver, and as a city, a record label, and a motherfucking crew. We're not going to talk about the AI documentary, because apparently it's not an AI documentary, but that shit boring as hell. Sorry. What else we got on the agenda? I don't even see the agenda today.
We got story time with Trey, the cat stack story.
Yeah.
We got Jerv goes to the root picnic.
Yep.
We got Drake paints his nails and little Uzi comes out as they. And also The Wire turns 21. It's old enough to buy a drink, ladies and gentlemen.
In a brown paper bag, because that's how they know. We always all respect the brown paper bag. Shout out to B. Colvin. But first, www.patreon.com/countthedings. You know how many W's in it. I don't know why I had to spell that shit out. That's where you get the Patreon exclusive content that you get bomb all at once as opposed to piecemeal through the week. You get Cinephobe with no ads on it. Ad-free. That's right. We launched ad-free podcasts. I know since the ads have increased lately. So that's pretty important for everybody to be able to listen without having to stop and hit that 30-second button, forward, all that. We've got the Discord. We've got the watch-alongs. We got so much stuff. Patreon.com/countthedings. And I'm going to say this right now. Maybe I'm putting the cart before the horse. But if there is a live show that happens in this year, you want to be a Patreon because you're going to get access to the better tickets, the better experiences before everyone else. So patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are locked in on that. Guys, I'm in Denver. It's rainy as fuck. It's like 55 degrees. This is winter, bro. This is like a bad winter day in Phoenix. And even past, I'm willing to look past all of that. What I cannot understand is how this city that's never been in the NBA Finals, right? This city that has a chance to win a championship, they're the favorites to win the title. This city whose fans complain all the time, oh, the media, the national media never talks about us. Okay, we here now. And guess what? I don't see a single fucking thing that tells me the finals are happening here. This is my 10th finals. Every city I go to, whether it was this shit is brand new to us, like Cleveland, or this shit is expected, like Boston. Everywhere you go, people wearing jerseys and hats and hoodies. Everywhere you go, the office buildings will have like the lights turned off so it says go team on it. Everywhere you go, the buses, the mass transit will say the number 35 going to City Hall. Then it'll say go team on it. The light poles downtown will have banners with pictures of their player. The stadium on the outside will be wrapped with a huge picture of the team and like, yeah, the final step or whatever. Dog, none of this shit. Yeah, I'm telling you, walk around Denver for hours. I've been walking around for days. There's nothing that tells me the team is in the finals other than when we went to the arena for game one. Crowd showed up. They were loud. They were rowdy. Wearing a lot of different jerseys throughout Nuggets history. I thought that was cool. But other than right there in the arena on the day of the game, nothing, my nigga. I'm looking outside the window right now. Nothing.
It's an extreme city. They only care about football, hockey, and snowboarding, my nigga.
And X Games.
That's what I'm saying. The X Game city, bro. You ain't no fucking NBA city. Like, they going to win, and nobody going to care, bro. Straight up.
Is there at least stuff to do?
I mean, there are a lot of bars. The bars, it's weird. They're very, 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 like, into carding, which is weird. I mean, I've seen old ladies get carded. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all, man? But there's plenty of bars, and we went to a couple of bars that are pretty dope or whatever. But let me tell you something, Jerv. There are a lot of states that have legalized marijuana. Right? California, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Washington, Oregon, right? Like New York City, you know, Washington, D.C. You can smoke weed legally now in many states across the country. I've never seen a place embrace the legality, like where it's not just, it's legal. It's like, this is a part of our lives. Like, everywhere you go.
They're the first to do it, right?
Wow. They're the first to do it. And yeah. I'm gonna tell y'all,
Colorado.
So I'm gonna tell y'all some wild shit. So first of all, everywhere you go, oh, I want to get a drink. They got like THC infused drinks. You want one of these? Like, I'm like, nah, man. I just want a Coke. I'm not trying to get right. Number two, again, there are dispensaries everywhere. Like it's more like they're more. I haven't seen a single liquor store. I've seen a shit ton of dispensaries. Number three. I think the weed here is so old for them that these niggas are on some other shit, because I'm going to tell you right now, the homeless people, they ain't too many homeless here. but they're all tweaking hard.
They might look homeless, but they're not homeless.
Dog, they're homeless.
Shout out to the gumbo.
Dude with his shirt off, running in a circle, talking to himself. Motherfuckers be standing at the traffic stop, waiting for the walk sign. I saw two motherfuckers standing up, falling asleep. I'm like, what?
To be fair, that shit is all over the country now. It's more than what we used to be seeing. That shit looked like Thriller. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe niggas got so high they forgot to put up the banners.
Well, shit.
That's what my cousin said. My cousin Amir said that shit.
What was that skit? Hydro Drops?
What was that?
Was that Nas? The Nas album?
I think so, yeah.
He was like, man, I got so high, man. Thanks to Hydro Drops, I forgot to clean up the monkey shit. He was working at the zoo.
Yo,
it'd be like that sometimes.
But I feel like for NBA fans, like that's the what you saying about Denver is like why niggas don't want them to win. Cause like my dad been going hard on my text for the Heat, and he don't even fuck with the Heat, but he been like talking about Caleb Martin and I'm saying Max.
It's just like KG versus fucking Tim Duncan, man.
No, but it's not. But
you got to pick the cool nigga every time, bro.
But as I'm saying, the
niggas thought Jimmy was cool, though.
I mean, if we gotta choose two niggas,
hold on. This I know this nigga's not talking about who's cool. Your man say you're stupid, like right? Even your man be begging him back. Like, come on, man.
I mean, I'm rooting for Miami, bro. Like, I don't want a summer of fucking tweets being liked and fucking all types of speculate. I'm cool. Like, I want Miami to win, but like, dude's cool. Like, he's a cool and like if he's not playing Denver, like, right. Is the hood saying Jimmy Butler's cool?
Boston versus Miami. Who does the hood like more? You think they like Tatum more?
Niggas
running with Miami. The Knicks versus Miami.
I'm not talking about cities. I'm talking.
No, I know. I know. Niggas. I'm telling you.
The hood loves Jason Tatum. What are you talking about?
Only the light skin hood where you from, nigga. The rest of us.
I talk to my people, bro.
The hood. You know what the hood gonna say? The hood gonna say he'll look good in a Lakers jersey. That's what the hood gonna say.
Yep.
Think the hood fuck with Jaylen Brown?
No.
Neither one of them niggas got a nickname either. Jimmy Buckets is a cold nickname. That nigga
trademarked Hemi Buckets. He corny for that. I'm off that.
he might be a corny nigga. Them braids was corny. Them extensions is corny.
So I mean, listen to y'all, dog. So like, Jimmy Butler's cool. Like he's.
I'm saying the comparison to the squareness of Jaylen Brown dancing in the rain and Jason Tatum just being like a light skinned curly head nigga. Like for sure, bro. Come on.
No, niggas really just don't be fucking with light skinned curly head niggas. niggas find any reason to be like, nah, I'm cool on boy. He light skinned curly head. Yeah, that shit might not even. Is that real curls? Those real curls?
What you saying?
I mean, I seen somebody on.
Those a lot of imposters out in the streets.
Speaking of Avatar hair, that nigga Uzi got dreads now. Didn't we just see this nigga with a mohawk?
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodles is like,
ah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with the plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
He got the Lego cap hair. How did nigga change his hair like that?
Extensions. This nigga's been getting extensions, nigga. Hey,
the last time I checked, man. I don't know how niggas is changing their hair so quick.
You know how. Yeah. We discussed it already.
Jimmy did that shit as a joke, man. He did that shit as a joke because he realized that with the media day photos you take on day one are the photos they use for all the promos for that year. Like, when you know, when you watch the game, it's like, don't forget the doubleheader. Later on, we'll see Heat versus Bucks. They got a picture of Giannis and a picture of Jimmy. Like, them pictures be coming from the media day pictures. So the nigga, like, purposely did that shit.
He got paid for it, too.
A nigga rocking a wig or extensions, like niggas think that's cool. Not cool as in it's okay to do it. Hey, do what you want. It's cool.
Jerf, Miami, the city of Miami. Niggas thinking about the parties. Niggas ain't thinking about none of the players.
I hear you on that.
Niggas thinking about, hey, if the Heat win, is the city gonna be turned? Do I need to go to Miami to turn up with niggas? They ain't thinking about going to no damn Denver.
Niggas don't need no reason to go to Miami, bro.
Right. Like, yo,
no excuse.
Nigga, Denver gonna go to Vegas. They gonna go straight to Vegas. Nigga, they ain't even partying right there. Even though shout out to Denver, because again, we like marijuana.
Well, let me tell you all about the story time with Amin, right? So it's during the finals, all the media people are around, so you bouncing from spot to spot. So I was chilling with some folk I used to work with, and then I said, oh, I'm going to catch up with everyone else. They're at this bar. It's probably like a 7-minute walk. Cool. Before I leave, one of my friends is like, yo, I just rolled this up. You want to take a hit? And I said, you know what, man? One pull, loosen me up for this walk, whatever. You know, I got some back issues, but I was like, yeah, why not? I took one hit, man. I swear to God, within 45 seconds, I was maximum high as I've ever been. Mm. I saw colors. I if I closed my eyes, like a whole movie was playing.
What do you smoke?
Hey, player. Listen.
I don't know what pack that was.
He hit the blunt with the shenanigans.
As an individual to fathom himself your friend, and would like to be able to, has always dreamt of the day where I could pass it to you. And you just say, fuck it, Jerv, today I just want you to know the shit I pass you is not going to have you seeing. Because I don't know what the fuck is going on
I'm going to tell you exactly what it was. I think it's a combination of several things. Number one, obviously, this isn't really strong shit, right? This local shit, this is not for the pain. Number two is I am as lightweight gets. Like, I don't smoke. I do it once a year, baby, right? I do edibles every once in a while. So I don't have a tolerance or anything, right? Number three, though, and this is the shit I've been shitting on since I got here up until that night, was altitude. I didn't believe this shit. I think it's a hoax. After game one, I literally ran the stairs to prove that, like, I don't get tired in this shit. People are like, oh, you get drunk faster. I don't get drunk faster here. But, man, that altitude, I think it might have zapped my ass on that pole, bro.
Ooh. I would like to go out to Denver. I didn't factor that into the situation. Oh, that's
definitely mile high
in the sky, bro. I went to the bar, and when I walked in, it was only like two people I knew, and I was like, it's too much space in here. I need more people. I need a camouflage in. So I hit up my buddy Mo, you know, Mo Dakiel. I said, Mo, where y'all at, man? Like, and he's like, oh man, we're on the way. We're almost there. So then he walks in, but he walked in with like the player haters ball, man, the brigade of like Tim McMahon and Michael C. Ride and fucking Vinny Goodwin, like all the shit talking niggas talked in. I was like, oh shit, man, like not them though. So I grabbed Mo, I said, Mo,
said not them.
I said, Mo, I need you to create a distraction so I can exit without anyone noticing. He's like, what? I said, I need you to create a diversion, a distraction, so I can get up out of here. So he says, all right, I'm going to go get some pizza and then we'll leave. I'm like, oh, good idea, good idea. So then this nigga sits down and orders a drink. I'm like, no, this needs to happen now, man. I'm tripping. So, and like, I'm going through all types of shit, right? So finally, like, I look at him, he's like, oh, I need to get some pizza. I'm like, cool, I'll go with you. And then Jerome, Black Dragon Roll, Jerome was like, yeah, I'll go too. I was like, ah, shit, man. Now, mind you, I don't know why I feel the need to hide the fact that I'm high from Jerome. But in this moment, I'm like, fuck, Jerome's coming, man. All right, cool. We'd be cool. Just be cool. So then we walk outside, and there's a food truck that sell pizza. And I was, this nigga, Mo said, you were very excited when you realized there was pizza. I was like, I thought he made it up. I thought he was just making up an excuse to go get pizza. Mm. Walk outside, there's a food truck selling pizza. I was like, did we manifest this shit? Like, oh my God.
Oh, you cooked.
I was super cooked. Dude, I was like, get me off the streets cooked, right?
So I mean, real quick. So can you get cross-faded? Like, if you drink, where does that take you if you're too high?
Just nauseous, I think. The nausea kicks in there.
Did you drink anything this night?
Yeah, I had been drinking. Drinking. Yeah.
But I like, into it.
So we order the pizza. I grab the slice. I eat like half of this pizza. And like halfway through, I'm like, man, I wish I had ordered a mushroom instead of just a regular cheese. And the next bite I took, whoosh, mushroom. I'm like, what the fuck? Because I did order mushroom. Then I just had the first half of the pizza, right? Super cooked. So then Mo was like, yo, are you good? I was like, I think I need to go home. I ordered an Uber. The shit was, my hotel's literally a mile away, but I was like, I don't trust myself to walk in this condition. Why did I order an Uber Black?
This is hilarious. You ordered an
Uber Black. A mile away.
So you paid $55 for fucking 5 minutes.
For a $9 Uber ride. I paid like $49. Like, no, I had no idea why.
Yo, what's the Uber Black like in Denver?
I think I got picked up by like in a what do you call
like a,
it?
A Yukon. Like a town car?
Oh, no, Yukon. I got a Yukon.
Wait. You Uber snobbish. Is that okay for Uber Black? You know what I'm saying? Like,
are you talking to me?
I mean, you're the one that wants to know what the Uber Black.
I'm just fucking curious, nigga. I've never been to Denver. Our Denver listeners, please invite me. By the way, but
you never been to Denver.
What the fuck am I gonna go to Denver for?
Damn, Denver's just catching strays.
No, but I'm just saying, why would I just go to Denver on the whim, nigga? I'm not a Broncos fan.
Bro, if there was one nigga on this podcast right now that went to Denver just on some shit because they're going to Denver, like if no one did hoop shit and had to go to Denver, it'd be you. You're the person that would just have a reason.
I'm open to going to Denver. I just haven't had a reason to go yet.
Like because you was in the Southwest and like Arizona and stuff like that. Like
I've been I went to Utah for a game.
So then what the fuck?
But still, nigga, I ain't gonna go to no fucking Denver, nigga. Oh, I want to go to Denver though. Now I want to go.
You'd go to Utah.
But I ain't gonna go for no fucking hoop. Now that
hey, you know what's crazy? The first time I went to Denver, bro, I was a kid. I think I forgot exactly how old I was, like 13. I went with my uncle, my cousins. Like he was dating some chick out that was living out there, whatever. Nigga, I don't know why I wanted to do this, but I for some reason we drove by Columbine.
Like, God damn, man.
This nigga went from high to
and, it just made me remember that. I forgot. Like, I don't, you know, it was like on some almost historical shit at the moment. I was like, damn, I wonder what that school looked like. And I think we was
in this the was area. 2000s?
Yeah, I think it was like it might have been like 2000 or like 2001 or something like that.
Right after that shit happened.
Okay, because that shit was 99, right?
Yeah, because it was right before I went to high school. Because the daughters of the girl that my uncle was dating, the woman that my uncle was dating, went to Fairfax, and they was older than me, and they was telling me about Fairfax. So I remember. So it was like after eighth grade, before high school, because it was like
that's a sick one to see.
Yeah.
Hey yo, let's go see Columbine.
They didn't have nothing else going on in Denver at the time, other than hiking.
You know what's crazy? Like, I'd have been to Boise, Idaho before I went to fucking Denver. That's wild to me.
That is wild, damn, man.
That is wild. Shout out to Denver, man. You know what, Denver? I'm fucking with y'all. I gotta go.
Yeah, just go out there and get.
Let's have our live show. Let's have our live show. Bomb live Denver. Show in fucking Denver. Y'all just bring the weed, but don't pass it to me.
No.
Apparently.
No, never.
Please
no.
Bring the weed.
Thanks to everybody for joining us. Thank you to Juju. Thank you, Jason, Jerv, Trey. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you locked in. Get those ad-free episodes. Get those full bomb episodes. Get the Discord. Get the watch-alongs, everything else. Till next week, stay black, motherfuckers.